This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
At this point, I would have been out of the building going home. And, you know, because I had an idea, I know what I'd do. I'll sneakily play an old lunchtime social debate that we did, you know, a couple of months ago.
No one will notice.
And then you turned up. And we were going to have a chat and a meeting anyway, and you said, well, why don't we do the lunchtime? And then you forcefully said, you know, we should do a lunchtime social debate. And I said, all right, what are we going to do then? Do that thing that we were going to do a long time ago, we never get round to doing. We are two football fans that always chew the fat, and we just said we'd have a laugh with talking about football. We're going to have the fun side of it. We're going to have a bit of a laugh. We're going to make some predictions. And I'm writing these down as well. Because, you know, last couple of years in the Fantasy Football League, which we'll talk more about, you could become part of the Fantasy Football League this season, the Vectis Radio one. And you could win money. It's going to cost you a fiver to enter, and we're saying winner takes all. And if we get 20 teams, you could win yourself. We've worked it out now that it is £100.
Okay. I'll go along with that.
So we'll talk more on that a little bit later on. But I mean, you're a West Ham fan. How do you see it going? Because you're obviously going to be playing at not the Wembley Stadium, but the National Stadium.
I actually heard yesterday that there's a chance it might be the Tesco Stadium.
The Tesco Stadium. Yeah. You're joking.
I hope it is a joke. It doesn't have a ring to it, does it?
Tesco. But they're all doing this now, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they are. But, I mean, you move into a big, brand new stadium and tag it with Tesco? Come on.
What did Newcastle call theirs? Theirs is the JD Sports Stadium, isn't it?
Sports Direct.
Sports Direct.
It's all branded all over their stadium.
It's just, I don't know, obviously it's money. It's a money-making thing, isn't it? I'm just looking for a bit of music that we can play in the background, because obviously I have music playing in the background normally, and I've deleted all of that because I wanted to just chuck in these two segments and then clear off home.
Eat My Girl by...
Eat My Goal would be
that'll
be good.
The Lightning Seas, Life of Ryan.
I like that as well, but there can only be one.
What, on a loop?
Yeah, there can only be one, and I'm hoping this is it. Fat Les, and what with Vindaloo?
Yeah, it's a bit England focused though, that isn't it? And we want to forget about that.
Well, we could talk about that as well.
Yeah,
the England manager's job.
Almost forgotten that the Euros just happened.
Did they happen?
Yeah.
Do you know what I said sarcastically last week to somebody? Because they said, "Oh, so what do you think of?" Here we go. What do you think of the England manager situation? And I said, I think it's perfect. I think he's perfect for the job. We're rubbish at football. Us English peeps, we make it to the finals, but we never do anything. We never get out of the next stage. I think he spends half the season or most of the season in the bottom three. I think it's perfect. He's perfect for the job. I think England will flourish under Sam. What's his name again?
Allardyce.
I think
you're wrong, but I don't think you're wrong because he's any worse than anyone else. I just don't think we'll flourish under anyone. I can't see it. I hope I'm wrong, but I think everyone's just lost interest in England, haven't they? I mean, I can't remember a tournament like... I know when you're young, you're more excited about that sort of thing, but I can't remember a time where I felt excited about a tournament and like we were going to do anything in it. And the expectations are so low now that you kind of wonder why the players are so bad. Because in the past, there was always a lot of pressure. Everyone was going, oh, can we win it? Maybe we can win it this time. And... you know, I get that that'd be a lot of pressure, but now the past couple of tournaments, no one's thought we were going to do anything.
Well, I think maybe this time round it wasn't a case of we weren't going to win it, but I think people expected us to get out of the group and do well.
The minimum,
you know, yeah. But to lose against Iceland,
do you think though? Too many Spurs players.
Yeah,
absolutely, and they are notorious for choking.
See,
we saw that at the end of last season.
Absolutely, and they've just come off the back of that last choke, and to play for England.
Exactly.
I mean, I got to be careful because my wife's an Essex girl, and her dad and her brother both support Spurs. Oh, so yeah. When I said, look, there's too many Spurs, it makes it look like I'm having a bit of a dig, and I'm not, I'm just being honest. There was too many Spurs players with a losing mentality. Because that's what it comes down to. It was a losing mentality that they had. They had five Spurs players in the team, and, you know, we lost to Iceland. Mm. Now, the one thing you will say about Iceland is, and I really believe this, is that Iceland is sort of similar to Leicester. You know, they've got a team playing blue, but they've got a team that plays together. Virtually no superstars, or a couple of players that, you know, are half decent. Leicester have got a couple of players that you could sort of say was superstars. Jamie Vardy did very, very well. But more importantly, they played together as a team.
Mm.
And it was a cracking team that they had.
And Jamie Vardy wasn't a superstar before last year.
No.
You know, I think the previous season he scored about 7 goals.
And he wasn't even first choice striker, was he?
I think he was playing out on the wing a bit more. So
there you go. It says it all, doesn't it, really? Mm. So it's a fascinating thing. I think England will, I think personally, it will do well under Sam, what's his name, purely and simply because I think we'll go back to the basics.
It's Lamplow, by the way.
Lamplow?
Lamplow.
You're
struggling with Allardyce.
But
it brings me back to the other day.
I'm struggling with the young lady, Nadine Lamplow.
Lamplow.
Yeah. Anyway, so I reckon Big Sam will get us to the next World Cup, and then we'll win it under Big Sam.
That's definitely going to happen.
Because I think he'll get everybody singing the national anthem, and I think that's going to make the difference. I think he's going to pull people together. Yeah. There won't be no Roonies. There won't be no those peeps that played last time in rubbish.
Carlton Cole from out the blue.
I think maybe, Ray Wilkins as well.
Yeah.
I think Ray Wilkins should be in the centre of that midfield, passing those sideways passes.
I honestly don't believe they could have done a worse job than those players this summer.
So come on, let's make one of your first big predictions. I'm just reaching over here for a bit of paper. It didn't sound like paper. Now, who's going to win the Premier League?
Right. See, this. If I'd had time to think about it, I could have come up with a whole list. I'd have done the Premier League predictor.
Okay, well, let's take a call then while you're thinking. Okay. All right, hi. Oh, they've gone. They've hung up. Okay. So, Premier League. Who do you think? I mean, nobody would have predicted last year that Leicester were going to win the Premier League. And that's, I know, true. There was a young kid on the Isle of Wight. He's a mate of my son. And he had money on Leicester winning, and he won $5,000.
Really?
He did actually win $5,000.
Wow.
So, I think it was just a joke. And I remember the conversation that I had with my son about 2 weeks before the season started. I actually said to the son, I said, look out for Leicester. I said, Leicester will be a good team this year. They won't win the league, but they'll do okay. Mm. Purely and simply because I thought Ranieri is a decent manager, and he'll do well. He knows the Premier League. He did well for Chelsea until they dumped him, sold him. Mm. Basically, look out for him. And they did do well, but they won the league, which is incredible.
I remember very specifically at the beginning of the season watching Soccer Saturday, with Jeff Stelling and them lot, and Paul Merson, who, well, limited intelligence, let's say, saying, I don't know how Leicester are going to do this year because they got Ranieri and he's only ever managed big teams. And that was his rationale for why he's not a good manager, is that only the best teams have appointed him in the past.
Yeah.
How's that work?
He's not the best in the world at predicting, is he? Let's be honest.
Or talking.
But he is entertaining.
Walking in a straight line.
He is entertaining. Hopefully, this no, they're definitely not there. So, Premier League, top three.
Maybe
come
that's
on.
Them.
Who's
maybe
first?
That's their voice.
What?
They're starting the chant. Dimitri Payet.
I'm surprised. I did say to the wife, I made a prediction and I got it so wrong. I did say that I thought Payet would be gone by the season started. He won't be playing for West Ham next year. But I do think West Ham would do very well.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I think we might struggle. We made it very obvious that we wanted a big-name striker, and now we're moving into the Olympic Stadium. Don't look like anyone wants to come to us.
You could have Giroud.
That was talked about. I think
really?
We're just, chucking everything against the wall and seeing what sticks. And, we're going to end up with Emil Heskey, probably.
He's still playing just about, isn't he?
I think he was. I'm not sure he still is, but last I knew, I think he's playing for Bolton. They've just gone down to, what, League One.
So, come on. Prediction. Top three.
I'm going to make a bold prediction and say that Oldham will win the Premier League.
Now, of course, Oldham used to play on a plastic pitch all those years ago.
Did they?
And it's an interesting fact, because they did get up to the... I don't know whether they got up to the Premier League or Division 1, didn't they, for one season?
Oh, they were in the Premier League, in the inaugural Premier League.
So very early on, they got into the Premier League, and they did have a really, really good team, and they had a couple of seasons where they were, before they got into the Premier League, they were good at, they had good cup runs. Mm. And I think they even reached the final one year and lost. And they used to have a fullback. That was, so it would have been about 1992. Can't remember his name, but he was a black guy, and he was the first black guy then, because Everton sold him, and he was the first black guy to play for Everton. And I think there was quite a lot of people with problems with, not enough black players in the Premier League all those years ago. And I think Blackburn hadn't had a black player for...
That's
Darling.
Ironic, isn't it?
Darling. Was it the Swedish guy, Darling, was the first one to play.
To me, then. Yes, sweetie. <Yeah. laughs>
I think he was the first black player to play for Blackburn, like you say, appropriately.
There were quite a few at West Brom years before that, weren't there?
There was. Can you name them?
No.
Okay.
Clyde Best.
Clyde Best played for West Ham.
He played for West Ham, wasn't he?
He did play for West Ham, yeah.
It was a long time ago. I wasn't born.
Okay.
Was I?
It would have been Cyril Regis. Big Cyril.
Mm.
Cunningham. Laurie Cunningham. Who, of course, played for Real Madrid as well. And I think he got killed on a motorcycle.
Oh, right.
All those years ago. I think not long after he signed for Real Madrid. Got very early. And there was somebody else. Was it Brendan Batson?
See, this is before I was born. Or how am I meant to know?
Well, I'm just asking a question. I'm just showing off.
I didn't
a bit
know
now.
That band was either. They were probably in the charts when Cyril Batson was around.
Cyril Batson. So, top three. Come on.
All right, let's go with Man City.
At the top?
Yeah.
So Man City to finish, that'll be...
I'm going to go Man City from Man United.
Okay.
I think it's going to go them two.
So obviously the relationship between the two managers...
Not too friendly.
Not too, because in their Barcelona and Real Madrid days, they used to have a go at each other.
They did, yeah.
But I say have a go at each other. Mourinho used to have a go at him, and the other fella used to be sort of a bit more magnanimous about things.
Mourinho poke his assistant in the eye once, or
did
something
he?
Like that.
Did he?
Something like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, I think that Manchester United...
That'd make
would
it more
I...
interesting, wouldn't it, if they got into fights on the touchline.
Well, let's go
they
back
just
in
stripped
time.
Off down to the waist and had a fight and said, right... Whoever wins, we get the match.
We get the points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good idea. But don't you think when you look at that little box that they've got to stand in, it's like a little stage, isn't it? You go back 30 years, and I know that's like you were only a tot then, but, I mean, you go back 30 years, they never had that kind of thing going on. No. Brian Clough would never have stayed in that box.
No, he'd have been at the pub, wouldn't he?
Would he would have been in the dugout, and every now and again come out and have a shout at somebody. Mm. Do you know, I'm just visualising an invasion of the pitch.
He went on the pitch
and he punched somebody. I just envisioned that. That was a great story. That was a great moment.
It was, yeah.
Go sit down, boff.
I think Conte will be interesting. You saw him at the Euros going absolutely mental on the touchline and kicking a ball over the stadium.
That's the new Chelsea manager.
That's the new Chelsea manager, so that'll be...
No space for them in the top two.
No, I think third.
Third?
And we've got to go with Arsenal fourth, because
they always
they're always
qualify
in the top
for
four, aren't they?
See, I don't think they will this year. I really don't think they will. I think
How many times have you said that in the past?
Lots, I would imagine. I would probably say that...
Spurs?
Chelsea to win the
league.
Yeah,
I'm sort of not thinking about Spurs, but because I don't like to think about Spurs.
I think they peaked last year.
I think Spurs might finish bottom this year. I hope that Spurs finish bottom this year.
So do I. You're not a Spurs fan then?
No.
Neither are I.
No,
for obvious reasons.
Tottenham don't get on Arsenal. See, that's what we've got in common with Arsenal, isn't it? We don't like Spurs.
Right. So, Chelsea, for me, Chelsea in first place, Man City in second. okay, and I say Liverpool in third.
Oh yeah, I mean with Klopp, yeah.
I think he's gonna come good. And bear in mind that Liverpool aren't in Europe, neither are Man United. So that might hinder them, it might not. But that's
it helps, doesn't it?
It does. But I just think Chelsea this year. I think the manager's decent. I think he's bought Kante, who's probably one of the best defensive midfield players around at the moment. They've got a couple of other players that they might fight to keep hold of. I know Matic is wanted by Manchester United. That's Mourinho is one of his favourite players.
Well, I mean, where does Matic fit in if Kante's there now? They're not going to play more than one sitting, or are they? I mean, Italian manager, they'll probably play a sort of back eight.
Yeah. Back eight.
One up front.
So that's what we're thinking. You're going for Man City first, Man United second, yeah. Chelsea third. I'm going for Chelsea
I've
first.
I've had limited time to think about this, by the way.
And no place for Arsenal in the top three.
Fourth.
We reckon Arsenal fourth. Should we put that down as a fourth? We're going to go Arsenal fourth.
Oh, is this between the two of us, or are we?
Well, yeah, you're saying Arsenal fourth. I'm saying, yeah, I think
you're
Arsenal...
saying Chelsea top, and I'm saying Man yeah. City.
You are indeed. So, lots to talk about between now and 1 o'clock, and it's all football related. And we mentioned grounds. How good are you on your grounds?
Which one? What, Premier League grounds?
Yeah, Premier League grounds.
Yeah, I probably know the names of them, although they change every year now with the sponsorship deals.
They do. So, should we
the Liberty Stadium.
Should we go through and see if we can... the Liberty Stadium. That's Swansea City, is it?
Yeah.
Are they called City?
It used to be Swansea Town, didn't it? But I think they... Didn't they get city status and then they changed?
I don't know. That must have been a long time ago, before I was born.
Back when Cyril Betson was playing.
No, Cyril Regis.
No, it's Cyril
Brendan
Regis.
Batson. And what was I going to say about the Swansea City? Because they did spend a season back in the old Division 1 in the 1970s.
They were back. They were down as in the bottom division. They almost went into the conference at one point, probably only about 10 years ago.
That's incredible to see where they are now. Absolutely. I think they've turned it around. But
really well run club as well.
They were sort of a lowly league side, and they've battled their way up to the old Division One in the 1970s. They had a load of old Liverpool cast-offs. They had people like Ian Callaghan. Mm. Do you remember Ian Callaghan?
No.
Liverpool legend. They had Leighton Rees. You remember Leighton Rees?
I've heard the name.
Oh, no, it's Leighton James. Leighton Rees is a darts player.
Yeah, that's why I've heard the name then.
And
Wilson. Did I mean, he was up front, wasn't he?
Was,
Eric Bristow in goal.
No, he was in goal. He was.
You always put the fat one in goal, don't you?
Football grounds. Would you just say, for instance, Premier League football grounds? Let's just type in Premier League and see how many you get. Go on, Liverpool.
Anfield.
Let's do the easy ones in Chelsea.
Stamford Bridge.
Do they? Yeah, they do. Arsenal.
The Emirates.
It is the Emirates, isn't it?
Yeah, formerly the Emirates. Highbury.
I've got a picture at home, and it's a picture from an aerial shot. You've seen it. Mm. You've seen it. It's you've got Highbury.
You've got loads of posters of David Seaman on his wall. It's weird.
Well, they're apparently supposedly signed by Dave soon, so hopefully it's worth a few quid. I think it cost my son £25.
Yeah.
Anyway, would it surprise you that in my lifetime in the 1970s, that Carlisle United were in the top flight for one season only?
It wouldn't, because loads of teams that were rubbish now were good back then.
But they were rubbish back then. They just managed one decent season to get them in a top flight. Yeah, Carlisle United in the 1970s. They had kind of an old Birmingham City kind of kit, where they had the blue shirt with a white stripe down the front. And they spent a season in the top flight. And I think there was a moment. Did they fall out, or they were going to... fall out of the league, and a guy called Jimmy Glass on the last day of the season with the last kick of the game. And the reason why it's so...
Is that Carlisle?
I'm pretty sure it was it. He actually kept them in the Football League some years ago. And the reason why it's such a fantastic story is he's a goalie.
So that was up front.
Cracking story. But Bristol City also spent a season in the top flight in the 1970s.
Well, they've always been close, haven't they? They've never been like right. Well, I mean, in recent years, anyway, they've never been down the bottom.
They did fall down a couple of leagues, but they've only ever spent in my lifetime one season in the top flight. Do you know where they play?
Bristol City.
Yeah. You're biding for time now, aren't you?
Give me a clue. What's it start with?
The second word is gate.
Ashton Gate.
Ashton Gate, Ashton, yeah. Gate, yeah. Well, they always used to. I don't know what they do now, but... Anyway, you'll be surprised to remember that there is a certain Middlesbrough in the Premier League this season. How well do you reckon they're going to do?
They got Negredo, didn't they? Negredo's up front for them.
Who's and he?
He's played for Man City. The Beast, they called him.
Oh, right, okay.
He scored... I thought he scored loads of goals, but apparently he only scored loads of goals against West Ham.
Right.
Because his record's not that great, but I think he's... a decent player. I think they've got Gaston Ramirez in, who was on loan to them last season.
He sounds like a chef, doesn't he? Don't you think? Gaston Ramirez.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, so, do you reckon they're going to be getting relegated? Going down, staying up?
It's hard to know, because I don't really pay too much attention to the Championship unless we're in it. And so, obviously, they come up, and the easy thing to do is to say... oh, the three that come out will go straight back down. But spending big, all teams are spending big, and I'm going to say they'll stay up.
Give it time, and you could be down in that league again if you have a bad season. I've just typed in Premier League grounds, and it's brought up all sorts of teams that have played in the Premier League at some point. So we're not, I'm just stretching it a little bit.
Oh, we mentioned that.
Let's just go. There's some surprises here. Teams that have been in there. Derby, not really a surprise because they were massive in the 1970s, and I think Brian Clough managed them for a while. Stoke City have been in there for a while, but go on. Name of the stadium.
Britannia.
Middlesbrough. Do they play at Ayresome Park?
Play at Riverside.
It says here it
used to be the Riverside.
No, they play the Riverside now.
Yeah, it used to be the Riverside. What I'm saying is I didn't know whether they renamed it in the last 10 years.
Because it says here that they're called it Ayresome Park. Well, that's kind of... I'm guessing it was at some point. They've in 1995...
I think the Emirates was going to be Ashburton Grove or something.
Right.
So that's probably just where it is.
Yeah. No, Ayresome Park was their old ground.
What I'm saying is
they were in the Premier League... that ground did play in the Premier League in the 1990s.
In the Premier League with the baseball ground, weren't they?
They were, and then they changed it to... what did they change it to? Pride Park, you're absolutely right. You mentioned earlier on Oldham Athletic. And go on, Oldham Athletic.
No, I mean, give me a clue here.
It's a park.
It's a park. Boundary?
It is Boundary Park. You know your stuff. Obviously, Bolton Wanderers have fallen on bad times. Their original ground was called...
The Reebok, and it's last I knew, it was called the Macron Stadium now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, before that then, it was called Burnden Park.
Oh, right, yeah, that was their old ground. And then they had their new ground, which was the Reebok Stadium, and then they've fallen on hard times, and now they're the Macron Stadium. Before you know it, they'll be the Georgia Asda Stadium.
Yeah. There'll be the local Butcher Stadium.
Tesco Stadium, is it? If we're going to go down that road,
I'm just looking down the list here, and Cardiff City—they were in the Premier League a couple of seasons ago, and there was all that hoo-ha about the owner, who, because they were known as the Bluebirds, and he said, "I don't like blue.
Nah,
we should play in
red."
Can you imagine?
It's a lucky colour out there in China or something.
Supposedly so.
Ridiculous. And they did it. They changed.
But they've changed back now, haven't they?
I think they've changed back, yeah.
But can you imagine you being a West Ham fan, all of a sudden somebody coming in and saying, sorry, but we're going to play in... I'm just picking a colour, I'm thinking... Because you are turquoise? No, it's pale blue, isn't it? Pale blue and...
Claret and blue.
Claret and blue, that's it. Claret and blue. So I'm thinking, right, OK, we're going to play in bright red.
Mm.
OK, so from now on. I mean, how would you feel about that?
No, I wouldn't like it.
No.
I mean,
it wouldn't be right,
it's
would it?
Your team, innit? But
just imagine if you were going every week to watch your team and you bought all them shirts and they're claret and blue. Do you have any claret and blue shirts? Any West Ham shirts?
No, not really.
You don't. So it wouldn't affect you too much. No. You'd start buying them then, wouldn't you? Just to hack off the.
No, but I mean, you say about the colours. I mean, they've changed our club crest this year. and it is the worst thing you've ever seen. I could have made it in 5 minutes on Microsoft Word. It's that bad. And that really annoys me. Really annoys me. And they've done it just so they can put the word London on it.
Right.
Promotional, commercial activities, no doubt. So they can target the Middle East and Asia.
Clever.
So people know that we're in London.
Clever. I know there was a bit of a hoo-ha when, because Arsenal always had the same crest, and then they changed that about 15, 20 years ago, and they modernised it, and a lot of people were annoyed by it. How do you feel about this ground change, though? Because I don't know whether you... Have you ever been to... You haven't ever been,
so... No, it doesn't bother me, obviously. If someone, you know, if you don't go to the games, it probably won't bother you so much.
No, but there's
not
a lot...
Chair fan.
There's a lot of history there, though.
Yeah, I think... I mean, everyone says, obviously, you need to move forward. And it's true that there's so much money in the game now that you need a big stadium to compete, to attract players. But... this season we've shown that we got a big stadium, we still can't attract players, so maybe it wouldn't have mattered.
Do you know, I think there could be a surprise package this year, West Ham.
We were something of a surprise last year, and I really think we got done in by the refs a few times, and you know, it was a statistic that if we'd had the decisions that went against us that were wrong, we would have been up in like third place, we would have been in the Champions League. So, but then at the end of the season, we threw it away, really, because we lost to Stoke on the last day. That would have got us into the Europa outright. We're in the Europa, but we got to qualify through the pre-qualifying. And we're only in that because Man United won the FA Cup and they were above us. So
can West Ham fans feel this new stadium is like three times the size as the old one?
I think they already have.
Really?
Yeah. I
think that could be the difference maker this season.
I think we've already got 52,000 season ticket holders
really?
Now.
That's incredible.
Because we had a capacity of 35,000 before. And they originally it was going to be 60,000. Then they reduced it to 54. But then because we had such demand, they put it back up to 60. And we wanted them to go up to 66. So
they can
that
fill
might
it.
Happen.
That's what you're saying.
Well,
they can fill
they're
it.
They're going to fill it this year, whether, you know, and if the team plays well, then they'll probably fill it next year. And that's, you know, success breeds, you know, fan base.
I think
once we're there, because of where we'll be situated, the routes from travel to London, you know, we'll probably get the casual day trippers as well. So I think probably we'll have no problem filling it.
I did say to a guy the other, about 18 months ago, because he was a West Ham fan, he's still a West Ham fan, he owns a little shop in Newport opposite Morrison's where you go and get all your memorabilia. He's got a lovely little place there, loads of photographs of top sportsmen and so on. That's where I got my David Seaman pictures from.
Right.
And anyway, he's a West Ham fan, and I said, because they were struggling.
I saw him the other day signing picture with a moustache on.
What a cheat. he was down on his luck about 18 months ago because West Ham, I think a couple of seasons ago, they were down in the bottom three and they were struggling. I think Big Sam was...
It was so low he had to appoint Sam Allardyce.
Yeah, that's how bad... You know it's bad when Sam Allardyce turns up.
That is pretty much
up.
The pattern, isn't it? Sunderland were in disarray. Sam Allardyce. England in disarray. Sam Allardyce.
If you're in the bottom three, you need Sam Allardyce. He knows how to play football in the bottom three.
Exactly.
He's used to it.
Kick it long.
Yeah. So I just sent him a message. I said, look, Dean. His name's Dean Hodges. I said, look, in a couple of years' time, I think West Ham could be one of the next big super teams to emerge. Because what will happen is they'll move into that big ground and eventually some rich person from around the world will buy them and turn them into a super team, and I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
It all depends, doesn't it? Because you never quite know who's buying you these days. You've seen documentaries in the past about people who've been, you know, teams that have been taken over by people who supposedly got loads of money and they haven't got any money, and then they've gone down the pan. Look at Birmingham, you know, before Golden Sullivan were at West Ham, they're at Birmingham, they sold it to, is it Carson Young or something, and then he didn't have any money, or he was in trouble with police authorities back where he lived, and suddenly they went, you know, down the drain. Portsmouth are the biggest casualty really of a takeover that supposedly they had lots of money, Turns out they didn't.
They were good days. My son supported Portsmouth for a few years, yeah. And then when they went down the toilet, because I went to Fratton Park while they were in the Premier League. We saw Man City and Portsmouth, and Liverpool versus Portsmouth. Didn't see Arsenal, and their supporters are probably one of the best supported clubs in the land. They are so noisy and so vocal and so passionate, and they're always there. Even they're down in the lower leagues, they're probably still getting 12,000-15,000 people turning up.
Well, and Man City, when they went down to what is League 2 now, they were still getting sellouts at Main Road.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that was, 25,000 maybe or something.
They only spent about a couple of seasons down in the doldrums, didn't they? Whereas Portsmouth have been down there for what seems an eternity.
Southampton in recent years, they went down Championship, then they went down to League One.
Yeah.
They had Pardew in charge in League One.
And they bounced back, which is good. Portsmouth are on this list of a massive list of Premiership clubs.
Fratton Park.
Fratton
Park. Well, you said that already.
Yeah, we've already said that. So what else? I did see one there that I was quite surprised at. And Dean Court, Craven Cottage, Fulham, obviously.
Dean Court is now the Vitality Stadium, I think.
Is it?
I think that's what they call it.
Do you know what? I think, and maybe, you know, they should have looked at this chap for the England manager, because look at what he's done.
No, I think he would have been in a reckoning, but I think he would have been a fool to take it. I think his stock is on the rise, and you're on a hiding to nothing, taking that job. I don't think the time is now for him. And, you know, he probably could have gone elsewhere. We're talking about Eddie Howe here. He could have gone elsewhere last year. I think probably if he'd been available, if he'd made a noise that he wanted to manage West Ham, we probably would have gone for him before Slaven.
Really?
I wouldn't be surprised, because everyone rated him and he proved what a good manager he was last season.
I think if he can prove it again, keep them in the Premier League, you know. But somebody made a good point last year when they turned up in the Premier League, they did ever so well just to get there, and to stay there is brilliant. But they've only got 12,000 capacity, and it's quite obvious that the more people come through the gate, the more money you've got to spend.
Well, you say that, but I'm sure I heard a few years back that actually the money they take in gate receipts isn't a they could afford to let everyone in for free, because they get so much money from TV revenue now,
right?
That they don't. It really doesn't equate to much in the grand scheme of things. Obviously, it helps, and the more people that come in doing that, they buy stuff, buy food, drink, buy stuff in the club shop. So obviously, it helps. But I don't think that's a reason they can't improve. Eventually, obviously, if their fan base gets bigger and bigger, they'll need to move.
I think if he has another good season, I think he'll be at a bigger club by the start of the next season. Possibly a Spurs or a West Ham manager.
Well, hopefully he don't go to Spurs, because I quite like him. It's like Pochettino, I thought was a good manager, and then he went to Spurs, and it's like, well, you've got to question his judgment, haven't you?
Sure, of course you have. Yeah. I'm just looking down the list of teams that have played in the Premier League that might surprise you.
Okay.
And you got to name their grounds.
Ipswich.
Swindon Town.
Yeah, wow, yeah. I'd need a clue.
You'd need a clue? Yeah. Well, so would I, to be quite honest. Let's have a little look and see if I can find them again. So they've kind of disappeared. I can't remember, to be honest.
No.
It was... Oh, yeah, I can remember it now. It's where there's a same name of a ground on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, what, St James?
No.
St George's?
No, it's probably a cricket place as well.
Is it?
Yeah. The County Ground.
Ah, okay. No, yeah. I've never got that one.
The County Ground. And they were obviously in the
Glenn Hoddle,
you're absolutely right. Mm. He went from Chelsea to manage Swindon Town.
No, he was at Swindon before he went to manage
Did he?
Chelsea, yeah.
And who was the guy?
He was player manager at Swindon in Division 1. He took them up through the playoffs.
And then he went to Chelsea?
Then he went to Chelsea.
What a rotter. And left it to, was it Gorman?
Oh, I don't know.
Somebody
Gormless? Yeah, he was his number two for a long time.
He was.
But I don't know whether...
He was a number two for a while. Leicester City obviously played at two stadiums. One of
Filbert
them was
Street before.
It was Filbert Street, yeah. And you know, back in the day, they used to have Emil Heskey, if you mentioned, first time
was
around.
He is it?
Then they
Robbie Savage, Matt Elliott.
They had a great team, didn't they?
Yeah. I think who they have down there, Rob Allathorne.
Yeah, we're going back a few years, yeah, aren't we? So, Sheffield Wednesday, they were in the Premier League at some point.
They were doing well. I mean, when I sort of first got into football, it was probably the mid, sort of early to mid 90s, and they were in, I think, the FA Cup and the League Cup at the time, both against Arsenal that year.
Yeah,
do you remember
that year?
And they lost both, I think.
93-94 season.
Sort of Chris Waddle in the team.
Yeah,
I remember.
John Sheridan.
Yeah.
They had a really good team. Ron Atkinson was manager, wasn't he? Big Ron.
He was later, I think, because he was Villa manager when I first started.
Yeah.
Now, or was he? Because Brian Little was.
He
Brian
was.
Brian Little might have taken over.
Whatever happened to Brian Little?
I know, because he did really well. I think I saw him like a year or so ago. He might be back at Villa, but like in a director of football kind of.
Okay, way. Here's a question for you. Two teams played at Loftus Road as, you know, Premiership seasons.
Queen's Park Rangers.
Yeah.
And then someone obviously did a ground share. It wouldn't be Chelsea, would it?
No, it's not Chelsea.
Fulham?
It was Fulham, yeah.
Yeah, they had one season out of Craven Cottage, didn't they?
Did they have to do some work on the ground or something?
I think they were going to leave it and go to a different ground, and then it didn't happen, and they had to go back.
Okay. What about, here's a toughie for you, and then we'll take a break after this.
Okay.
So we're going back to about...
People are loving this, by the way.
The 1990s, okay? Yeah. We're going back to the 1990s. I remember Arsenal playing this team on the first day of the only season they spent in the top flight, and they got Mullered 5-0, okay? Barnsley.
Yeah.
Okay. Name the ground.
Oh, man. Oakwell.
It was Oakwell.
Yeah.
See, you know your stuff.
Mm.
It's in there somewhere. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we are going to come back, and we're going to chat some more. And that's in two ticks.
The Lunchtime Social Debate, brought to you by Real Employment Law Advice, your legal lighthouse guiding you through a sea of employment law. A solicitor's firm with a difference. Go to realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk for more information.
This is Vectis Radio.
It's James and Judy here, the island's version of Richard and Judy. We've been married for longer than Judy cares to mention, haven't we?
That's true, James.
And together we run Ramshackle Pop-Up Cinema from our Global Nerve Centre in Bembridge. We're bringing lots of bickering, wittering...
That's me.
...and twittering...
That's James, the technical one.
...to Vectis Radio every Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 4. And that's our show, Ramshackle Mashup. It's a heady mix of music, previews and reviews of things going on the island, including arts, and breaking news about local eateries, cycling and special places.
And film.
The White Military and Heritage Museum in Northwood. The museum will excite your senses and immerse you in a world of human success over adversity. Call 01983-300037 for more details or to book your ride.
Andy Gustar is here to tell us about Bring a Friend at Hamilton's Fine Foods.
Bring a Friend is a scheme we're running for our existing customers to take away a voucher and to bring a friend in with that voucher next time so that you each receive a pack of our famous ham, our traditional ham and local ham. We're going to keep this going hopefully for around about 2.5 to 3 months. When you turn up, initially you'll be given a voucher, and on that voucher you'll find there's a small form to fill out as regards to your details, your name, your telephone number or your email address. We want to build a database that we can keep you in contact with our ongoing offers. We do some spectacular offers of a very good quality meat.
Hamilton's are in Newport, they're in Pyle Street. Where else are you?
We're in Cowes High Street, Wootton Bridge. We also have a shop now on Dudner Industrial Estate.
Hamilton's Fine Foods, the best local butcher in town.
Isle of Wight Feet help people with foot problems and footwear. Make an appointment to see my dad for professional chiropody and podiatry services. He specialises in making orthotic insoles and made-to-measure footwear. Don't put us off and suffer. We're opposite the Conservative Club in Cross Street, open from Tuesday to Saturday from 9 to 5. Telephone 864444 or search iwfeet.co.uk.
Are you ready, boo?
Hi, I'm Tom from the Four Piece Project. I've been asked to do a promo for the Retro Show. I don't know why. All the stuff played on that show was in the charts before I was even born. Anyway. The Retro Show is 3 hours of magical musical memories from 10 every Sunday on Vectis Radio, presented by Calvin Curry. Ah, that explains it. I've met him and he's about 1,000 years old. So basically, every Sunday morning, there's 3 hours of old music presented by an old guy. Whatever.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666 or add us on Skype. It's Vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local. So local.
The Lunchtime Social Debate brought to you by Real Employment Law Advice, your legal lighthouse guiding you through a sea of employment law. A solicitor's firm with a difference. Go to realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk for more information. The Lunchtime Social Debate brought to you by Real
Employment Law. Hang on. Thank you. You don't need two of those. She's very keen.
What the hell is that?
It's got nothing at all to do with football. I just thought I would, chuck it in.
Was it a hit back in the day?
No, but have you ever been an Ovaltini?
I don't know what that means, if it's negative.
It was a drink.
Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't know whether that was a part of a club or something.
It wasn't like a euphemism or anything like that. Have you ever been an Ovaltini? I'm pretty sure this was played at a nightclub that we used to finish up on, and it also may have been played at a football club at some point.
Who on earth would go to a nightclub that plays this?
At the end of the night. It was at the end of the night.
Get people out the door.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was.
And then to they get play Grandad by Clive Dunn.
Very probably. Now, we should mention that we are going to be doing the Fantasy Football League again. We've been doing this for 3 years in a row, and I won the first league, and then you won the next two. Okay,
I wasn't in that league, though. The one that you were in. I've only been in the last two. Yeah, I'm on a winning streak here.
All right, but you were in the lower league.
Fudge the facts here.
All right, so you've won every time that you've been in the competition.
I can't confirm that you won it the year before because I wasn't there.
I have a picture of the actual league standing, so I've kept that. You know,
you were in the paper at the time. Man wing private league on fantasy football.
So anyway, we are going to be doing that, and to take part, all you need to do is look out on the website soon because we're going to put the details on there, aren't we? And we are going to put it on Facebook as well. And we are saying that there's a gentleman that works at the Riverside Centre. His name is Adrian Bolton.
And he used to spell his name with a U.
Did he?
Either that or he misspelt it in the past. So I remember that very clearly. And this year it doesn't have a U in it.
Oh, right. So that's
I used to mention him and go, Bolton. Bolton.
Bolton?
Yeah.
Bolton?
Adrian Bolton. But it's Bolton.
We'll check that one out. We should check that one out.
I'm sure it had a U in it last
year. Yeah, do you know what?
He dropped the U.
I think so as well, for some reason.
Or he's misspelled his name.
I'm just looking at his email now, just looking, and it does say, no U. But anyway, he's invited us, and he's saying that it's £5 to enter, but what we're going to do is we're going to put a little spin on it. All the money, not going to the winner as such, going to the winner, who then picks a charity that he donates every single penny to. So that's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to play it. So we're going to put the details on our website of how you take part. It is, what is it? It's Fantasy Football League, and it is... What's the name of the newspaper? It's a newspaper that does it, isn't it?
Oh, no. It's the official Premier League.
It's the official Premier League, sponsored by...
By whoever.
Daily Express, is it? Is it that?
Barclays, isn't it?
Barclays? Is it Barclays?
It used to be Barclays. Just look, 'cause
I've got an app on here... And hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll have the details.
I mean, everyone does their own, you know, all the papers do their own fantasy league, but...
Okay, so if you just if you just tap in Premier League Fantasy Football, fantasy.premierleague.com, and you just go to that page, and you need to put in a code, but that code will be available on the website very soon.
Yeah, you have to put that code in after you've joined up. So once you've joined up, and you might already have an account if you've played it before,
okay.
You have to set a team before you can join the league. I didn't have the time, so I just did an auto. There's an auto button, it fills your team for you. And as far as I'm aware, and I hope it's true, you can then change it as many times as you like before the first week of the season.
Oh, you can?
So I've just done that to put my team in there so it's ready, and then before the start of the season I'll go back and play around with it.
And it is a bit of fun, isn't it? Let's be honest, it is a bit of fun.
It makes things a bit more interesting, I find, if you're watching a game that isn't your own team.
Right.
Because obviously you've got players in other teams that you want to do well, because then you do well on fantasy football, and you know it. You're watching players who you might like and they score and you go, oh God, because you know that the person you're against has got them in their team.
Let's be honest, there's a load of players in the Premier League that you may put in your dream team and you will probably not like them. Mm. And when they do well, it's lovely. But when they don't...
Harry Kane.
See, I don't mind Harry Kane.
Oh, really?
Who's the Chelsea player that upset everybody last year with his dirty tactics? I mean, he looks like a villain, doesn't he?
Oh, what, Diego Costa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is...
I quite like him. Because he looks like he's having real fun winding people up.
He looks like a bad guy in a movie.
He does, actually, yeah.
He'd be a blimmin' good bad guy in a movie, I think. Anyway, so, that's what we've got to do. Look out for the Fantasy Football League. Details will be on our website soon, be on our Facebook page as well. And you have until... Do you know what day the season starts?
It's a couple of weeks' time. What is are we now?
Something like the 14th, 13th?
I mean, I was thinking the 18th.
No, I think it's before then. I think it's something like the 12th.
Oh, is it?
It is the 12th. The 12th of August, that's when the first game is. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to check the old fixtures in a mo. And we are still going through that list of stuff, a list of teams.
And who've Arsenal got first game?
I think they've got Liverpool.
Have you?
Yeah, that's a real toughie. First time. And most of our players, because they were over there doing badly in Europe, in the old Euros, most of our they're all injured or they're all taking extended holidays.
Mm.
Gone are the days. I mean, look at us. When was the last time we had a holiday?
I know. To Dubai. Not that many people want to go on holiday these days.
We were thinking about Middlesbrough earlier on, and the Riverside Stadium was one. The other one was the Liberty Stadium. No, it wasn't. That was Swansea. What was the other one?
And Burnham Park. Or something,
that's
right?
No, it wasn't that one either. Sunderland was another team that have played at different grounds. What was the other ground? Stadium of Light.
Roker Park.
It was.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I couldn't even think of the Stadium of Light there for a minute. I don't know why Roker Park came into my head.
Okay, two teams have played at Selhurst Park during the Premier League years.
Yeah, Wimbledon and Crystal Palace.
It was. That was quite an easy one, wasn't it? Yeah, Let's be honest. And another team that you would remember because they were in the Premier League a couple of seasons ago. And I think they're back, aren't they? Burnley?
Burnley, yeah. God, where did Burnley play?
If I give you any clues at all, it'll be the initials TM.
What, for the stadium? Turf Moor.
Turf Moor. And what I like about Burnley is that the manager was there, he got them up, they were relegated.
They stayed with him.
They stuck by him and he's got them back in.
It's ridiculous the amount of managers that managed to get their team into the Premier League. Half the time... It's a massive feat doing that because they weren't predicted to. So they're well ahead of schedule. They're in the bottom three after 3 or 4 months and they get sacked. It's like, well, what do you expect to happen? Who was it the other? Reading. Brian McDermott at Reading.
Hmm.
No one. And that was the year that West Ham came up and they beat us. They ended up champions. They just went on this massive run and were promoted. But well ahead of time. They didn't have the players... to compete in the Premier League.
No.
They were towards the bottom and then you got sacked. And it's like, well, what do you expect? You haven't got the team to compete. Just play it, take the money and get stronger and come back.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Let's make some more predictions. Champions League.
Oh, I've kind of gone off... I haven't watched that in years. Who's managing Bayern Munich now? It's Ancelotti, is it?
I think it could be, yeah. Okay, go on.
I'll stick with Real Madrid.
You're going to go with Real Madrid? They won it last year, so you reckon they're going to hold on to their trophy?
No one has, have they, in the history of...
No, okay.
I'll go with Bayern Munich then. One of them two.
Okay, I'm going to go for Man City.
Really?
Yeah. Man City, because I think old Pep Guardiola is quite shrewd when it comes to Europe. I think he's going to be pipped in the league by Chelsea, but I think he'll Man City do better in Europe. under Guardiola. That's what I think. And team's coming up. Ain't got clues in the championship, have you?
I mean, that's difficult. I mean, you know, I mean, let's talk about who went down. Aston Villa were in disarray. I mean, how are they going to do? Are they going to...
Promoted Villa.
You think, they'll get promoted?
Yes, definitely. Champions.
Because they were so bad. You know, when you look at a team like Wolves, who went down, they weren't even that bad, and then they went down again.
Yeah.
I don't think Villa will... I think the best they may do is the playoffs.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm going to go mid-table for Villa.
Okay. Well, I think they'll be up there, promoted. Look, before we go, we've got to have a shout out for our mate Phil, Pyro Petty.
Okay.
Who we invited to play in the Champions or the fantasy football, and he's declined.
Yeah.
And we should then.
He said he hates charity.
Well, we should point out that obviously his favourite football team are Reading, and they don't very often play in the Premier League, so he's not got an interest in it, purely that's and true. Simply because they haven't got any Reading players in it. And I think that's the real reason why he doesn't want to do it. So maybe he just doesn't know much about football. So, it's a real shame because this would have been an opportunity for him to.
Well, they got Yap Stam managing them this year.
What, Reading?
Yap Stam.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And they're thinking they're talking of bringing in Van der Vaart now, and Van der Vaart in as a player.
Wasn't that a TV series in the 1970s?
I was trying to think of that the other day.
We should have played out with that. We've ran right out of time. Before we go, FA Cup winners.
West Ham
for the FA Cup.
I don't really believe it, but why not?
Okay, FA Cup. I'm going to lock these away in a drawer somewhere. FA
Cup. No one cares. I'll go Tottenham. Oh, no, I can't go Tottenham.
Okay.
It'll be someone like them.
I'm going to go to Spurs for the FA Cup.
Don't.
Versus West Ham in the final.
Yeah, but then we beat them. That has to happen.
Hey, look, Dom, it's really good to see you. We don't very often get the chance to do a show together, and maybe we should do it more often. It's been a whole load of fun. Thanks for being there.
Okay, no problem.
And we've got Chris Sullivan on the way after the 1 o'clock news, which, strangely enough, is behind these.
This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.